I think the wonderful thing about ANNA meetings is, even though I've been in this for 30 years, I always come out with some things that make me go, hmm, and things that validate my practice and things that challenge my practice. And so I'm always happy to speak to nephrology nurses because I think, number one, I'm very biased, and I think we're some of the most wonderful people in the whole wide world. And we take care of some of the sickest patients in the whole wide world. And if there's the only constant I found in my 30 years of nephrology nursing is change. And I know that many of us are going through a lot of changes with the changes in the industry. We're going to talk this morning about something that has been undergoing a lot of change, and we have new guidelines that are coming out. I'm honored today. I'm Andrea Isom. I've been a member of ANNA since, I can't remember when, but it was back in the 1970s. I started in nephrology in 76. I've had the pleasure of serving y'all at the national level as a legislative chairperson and also head of the advanced practice SIG. I've never been secretary, but we've run ANNA out of my office for a long time back in the early days, and I'm still health policy state director for Arkansas. And so stay active and love speaking to ANNA audiences. You can see from all the cabbage behind the alphabet soup behind my name is that I've got lots of degrees. And I want to encourage those of y'all that are in school and those of y'all that sat for the certification exams that all of those letters are really worth it. And I started out in nephrology as an associate science nurse. I now have my family nurse practitioner. And my role at the University of Arkansas, where I've been my whole career, is to teach physicians. So I have nephrology fellows that are with me 1 month out of every year of their fellowship. And then my responsibilities with them are all stages of CKD. So if you get somebody from the University of Arkansas and they're acting up, you can call me and I'll talk to them. But it shows you where you can go. And I think that that's what we need to be realizing, how much we mean to the profession, to our patients, and to our colleagues at all levels. I'm very honored to share the podium today with Debbie Bowie, who is a clinical administrator with the Kidney Institute of Wisconsin in their Northeast unit. She also serves us as a representative to the Renal Network 11 Medical Case Review Committee, which is going to be more and more important as we look at outcomes and pay for performance, probably. She's president of the Wisconsin chapter of ANNA, and she's co-authored several journal articles, and one of them she's going to be presenting today when I get through.